Producers are patiently waiting for the 2022 wheat harvest, so stay tuned and I will share information on a disease that could start showing up in the wheat crop. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Fusarium head blight, also known as head scab, could start showing up this year in the wheat crop due to the recent moisture. The incidence of this disease tends to show up in central and eastern Kansas most commonly. Fusarium head blight is a fungal disease that affects the developing grain and tends to be worse in cool, wet conditions like we have experienced in the last week. The fungus that causes fusarium head blight survives in the residues of corn, wheat, barley, oats, and many wild grasses, and the infection takes place during flowering or early stages of grain development and is favored by damp weather. The disease is most likely to develop when temperatures are between 65 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit, with frequent rainfall that creates extended periods of high relative humidity, which favors the disease reproduction and infection during these growth stages. The symptoms of this disease are most evident during the late milk and the early doe stages of kernel development, and the wheat head can be partially white. The symptoms are quickly masked when the wheat crop matures, and many producers may not realize the full extent of the damage until harvest, and the fusarium damaged kernels are visible in the grain. At the later stage of the disease kernels will have a white, chalky appearance. Some kernels may also have a pink discoloration and may also contain mycotoxins that can negatively impact the health of animals and humans. The diseased grain is often shriveled and has a poor test weight as well. Many times, producers don't realize they have a problem with it until they start harvesting their grain as discolored and shriveled kernels show up in their loads of wheat. No single management option provides high levels of disease control. Therefore, the disease is best managed with a combination of genetic resistance and fungicides. Although all wheat varieties are sensitive to the disease, varieties with moderate levels of genetic resistance, such as Westbred 4269 and 4699 and Zenda, are likely to have lower levels of the disease than those with susceptible reactions to the disease. Varieties with intermediate reactions to the fusarium head blight, such as Bob Dole, along with LCS Revere or LCS Valiant, may also have less disease. The kernels damaged by fusarium head blight are often smaller and less dense than the healthy kernels, making mechanical separation of the affected grain possible. So in many cases, it is possible to improve your test weight and grain quality by simply adjusting the airflow on your combine to remove the most damaged kernels during harvest. In addition, growers with on-farm storage may be able to separate the loads of grain to avoid mixing healthy wheat with the grain from fields with unacceptable levels of the diseased grain. Taking the time to segregate grain may help preserve marketing options in the future, so it might be a good idea to study the wheat varieties you have to determine their susceptibility or resistance to fusarium head blight or head scab. As mentioned earlier, it is difficult to determine the fungus once the wheat has started maturing without more closely examining the kernels. At least determining its sensitivity to fusarium head blight is a place to start. K-State Research and Extension has an excellent publication that provides the variety characteristics, including head scab or fusarium head blight, for each of the varieties of Kansas. If you have further questions on fusarium head blight or head scab in wheat, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.